Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Your hosts this week are Teresa and Deanna. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and the new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Deanna. We thank you for sending your prayer request to us and thank you for praying with us. I will begin by reading from the Gospel of Mark 6:54-56. As most requests we receive this week are for physical healing. When the disciples got out of the boat, people at once recognized Jesus. The people rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard Jesus was. Whatever villages or towns he went, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged Jesus that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. All who touched it were healed.
Well, thank you for reading that passage, Deanna. When I listened just now, I thought about how weary Jesus must have been when they arrived at Gennesaret. Jesus was very busy in chapter 6. He was rejected in his hometown. He sent the apostles out two by two. There was the death of John the Baptist. When the apostles returned, they fed the 5,000. Then he walked on water. And by the time they arrived in Gennesaret, he must have been exhausted. But he was immediately recognized, and everyone ran to him. They carried their sick to him. They begged that they might only touch his garment and be healed. And yet, he did not complain. He didn't hide or become irritated. He sent no one away. He graciously ministered to them, like the gentleman that he is.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who delivered Peter's mother-in-law and the ruler's son from a high fever, who restored strength to the paralytic, cleansed the lepers, healed the centurion's servant, who saved the woman suffering from hemorrhage, raised up the man lying helpless on his pallet at the pool of Bethsaida, went about the towns and villages healing all kinds of ailments. We come to you today seeking physical healing.
The first request is for Sebastian, who is 83. Sebastian suffers from Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and macular degeneration. God of all goodness, look with mercy upon Sebastian so that he may be comforted and not despair or become despondent. We also pray for his 89-year-old wife, his caregiver, who needs your mercy and awareness of your steadfast love as well. Give them both confidence in the power of your grace that they may put their whole trust in you. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We pray for Betty's son who needs a knee replacement and healing from a bad infection that is delaying his surgery. Lord, we also pray for Betty, who is elderly and needs your strength to empower her to carry on as her son's caregiver.
We bring a friend from Port Charlotte to you. She's suffering from macular degeneration and loneliness. She has 3 sons who are not in touch with her. She is finding it difficult to get through each day. Lord, please send your angel of mercy to give her hope and encouragement.
Lord, we pray for Lori in St. Louis, who lost her brother in January and her mother last week. She has suffered many hardships in between the death of her loved ones and feels she doesn't have the strength to endure each day. Lord, we ask that you give Lori an outpouring of your Holy Spirit to help her draw closer to you during the trials she is facing.
Lord, we pray for Evelyn, who has suffered a stroke and is in Winter Haven Hospital. O eternal God, have mercy upon Evelyn and all who have suffered a stroke. Remove the fear. Endow her with courage in the struggle to recover what has been lost. Give her strength and hope to envision healthy days ahead. Lord, we also ask you to comfort Evelyn's husband, Bill, who is in a nursing home and very worried about Evelyn. Rest his mind, Lord. Send your angels to minister to him so he can sleep peacefully and know that Evelyn is under your loving care.
Lord, we pray for Edith, who is ill and also mourning the loss of her best friend, Louise. Thank you, Lord, for the loving support of Edith's friends and community. May they continue to bless her life and help her not give up hope.
Deanna, our friend Kim Irish Aldrich, in our Fearless and Free Bible study, needs our prayers. She is also a member at Haven Worship, and we ask all the members there to pray with us as well. Kim visited her doctor recently, and her numbers have declined drastically. She is in kidney failure. Kidney disease affects millions of people worldwide. Let's pray for Kim and others affected by this disease.
Lord, you are God and nothing is impossible for you. We ask you to heal Kim's kidneys completely and bring them back to full function, exactly how you designed them to be. Lord, grant Kim and any who suffer from kidney disease your grace and strength. Give her the strength and hope she needs to fight this battle. Assure her of your support, encouragement, love, and grace.
God of love, our healer, we pray today for those who are ill. Some are terminally ill, some are seriously ill, some are temporarily ill, and some are mysteriously ill. But they all need a sense of your presence and an experience of your powerful healing presence. Send your angel of mercy to everyone in need so that pain may be eased, that wounds may be healed, that fear may be overcome, that recovery may be swift and complete, that the entire experience may be one that strengthens faith, gives hope, and encourages them to walk humbly with you, Lord God.
We ask that cures may be found for diseases that are still a mystery. We pray that researchers may have wisdom. Bless with insight those who toil in the laboratory. We pray for doctors who diagnose and prescribe and nurses who provide care. Bless families who stand by with comfort and support. May the healing hand of Jesus rest gently on all of us. Amen.
Lord, we pray that you help to lighten the burden of your children who are caring for their sick loved ones. Sometimes they are sick or elderly themselves and don't have the strength or training to give proper care. Accompany them on their journey and ease their anxiety and fears. Give them relief. Send them people who can pitch in and help them. Surround them with love and strength so they may experience the healing presence of your mercy.
We have several requests involving financial strain. Let's pray for Joan, Robert, Betty, Anna, and anyone listening who is facing financial uncertainty. Lord, we humbly come before you, asking for help for those struggling with finances. From groceries to gas and everything in between, the cost of living continues to rise while many live on fixed incomes. Many have worked hard all their adult lives and in retirement or disability have difficulty covering their daily and monthly expenses. We pray for single parents struggling to make ends meet and have nothing left over for emergencies. Lord God, we pray for you to intervene. Fortify them with faith that you, God, are all-powerful and have a plan for them in their current financial situation. Guide them, Lord, in managing their resources wisely, and for the grace to trust in the Father to provide for their needs. May your Holy Spirit fill them with wisdom and discernment when faced with worldly temptations.
Lord, for Joan, we ask for relief from fear of the future. Assure her of your presence. For Robert, help him work himself out of debt and determine not to continue spending money on unnecessary expenditures. Lord, Betty and Anna have both lost their spouses and need help in navigating their financial burdens, which have changed drastically. Lord, help them to cast their cares on you.
Lord, we pray for Denise, who has lost her job. We pray for your divine guidance as she looks for suitable employment. She needs your wisdom to guide her steps to find a job that aligns with your will. Give her the confidence and energy she needs to find a position where she is valued, respected, and part of a team.
We receive many prayer requests from people whose friends and loved ones have left the church.
Yes, sadly, it is rare these days to find any Christian who doesn't have a family member or friend who has fallen away. Let's pray scripture over them now.
Lord, we pray that God draws them to himself.
John 6:44.
Lord, we pray that they seek to know you.
Acts 17:27. Deuteronomy 4:29.
Lord, we pray that they believe the scriptures.
1 Thessalonians 2:13. Romans 10:17.
Lord, we pray that Satan would be kept from blinding them to the truth.
Matthew 13:19. 2 Corinthians 4:4.
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit works in them.
John 16:8-13.
Lord, we pray that God would send them someone to lead them to Christ.
Matthew 9:37-38.
Lord, we pray that they would believe in Christ as Savior.
John 1:12-5:24.
And confess him as Lord.
Romans 10:9-10.
Lord, we pray that they would turn from sin.
Acts 3:19-17:30-31.
Lord, we pray that they would yield all to follow Christ.
2 Corinthians 5:15 and Philippians 3:7-8.
Lord, we pray that they would take root and grow in Christ.
Colossians 2:6-7.
Father, you love our friends and family even more than we do. We know you hear our prayers and are working in their lives right now. Keep knocking on the door of their hearts, Lord. Send your servants as messengers, beckoning our loved ones to open the door and receive the abundant life you have planned for them. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call at 813-421-2014. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your prayer requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Dear Lord, come to us, remain with us, and enlighten our hearts. Give us light and strength to know your will, to make it our own, and to live it in our lives. Guide us with your wisdom, support us with your power, for you, our God, sharing the glory of Father and Son. Thank you and goodbye.